Welcome to Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, the church for truth seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about Christians Community Center of Los Angeles Ministries and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at www.ccla.org. We also want you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show thyself approved unto Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
The Greek, but at the same time, we know what his name is and who his name is and what he's done for us. Yeshua HaMashiach came to save, and that's why we're here. And so when we call ourselves believers, it's funny how we call ourselves something, but we don't do what it is that we call ourselves that we are. What are you talking about, Pastor Tom? Well, you call yourself a believer. So if you call yourself a believer, then you're supposed to believe. It's an attribute of a believer. And it doesn't make sense, or it's an oxymoron when you have a believer that don't believe. It don't work. Tell your neighbor, that don't work. It don't. That's broken. So I just believe that in these days, in these last days, the Father is seeking those that are who they say they are, who he made them in him. These are the last days. And he's looking for believers who believe. It's the last day because I got woke up from an earthquake in Baldwin Hills. And it said that in the last days there'd be earthquakes in what? Diverse places. I think last week there was an earthquake in Carson. There was an earthquake in Michigan. There was an earthquake in Mississippi or Michigan. There were like three places like today. Like yesterday, well, this morning there were like three places within the last 2 days. Somebody didn't know that, did you? I think it was one in the upper United States. There was one in Nepal, yeah. Very devastating one. But there was one in the upper United States, one in Michigan around the Mississippi area, and then one over here in Baldwin Hills. Did y'all feel that? I felt that. That was too close for comfort. And the audio guys and stuff, they're saying they were going to be like still working at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. So I was just checking because they were hanging the speakers. And when I heard that there was an earthquake, I immediately called and said, y'all all right? But they were all right. They didn't answer. So, but what you're seeing is the way that he said it was going to be. And so when we're talking about this trusting and believing, turn to Yohanan, because this is where we left off last week. And it's important for us to really get this, because what we're talking about when, after Yeshua died, was resurrected, and before he ascended, he spent some time. There was some in-between time. And he gave instructions and all of that after the resurrection. And we are in that in-between period, because if we're talking about 50 days or Pentecost, or as we call it, Shavuot, 50 days after the resurrection, it's an in-between time. Tell yourself it's in-between time. And see, in-between time is dangerous time, because we understand that there's a point of beginning and we understand that there's a point of ending. In geometry, they say the distance between point A and point B is usually a line, right? So it's in that in-between time where you You got started, but you're trying to make it what? To the end. But it's that it's what happens in between that decides whether you make it to your victory or not. So when we're talking about Yeshua saying, hey, I'm getting ready to get out of here, but I need you to wait for the promise. And if you don't believe in the in-between time, then there's something that you're going to miss out on. Because he needs some folks that's going to believe and hang on all the way until it actually comes to pass. And what we do a lot of times, we get discouraged, we get blocked, we get all these different things. But he's already given us the victory. We already got it. We already got the prize. He already paid the price. He already did it. All you got to do is walk in it. And he's just saying, if I can just get some folks to walk in it. Every time you confess a defeat, he's shaking his head like, man, they already won. All they got to do is what? Walk in it. Do we got any believers today that's going to walk in it? I mean, come on. Tell your neighbor, come on, man. Come on, dude. Come on, person, whatever. Can we just do this? Because he's already prepared the way. So when we see Yohanan, the 20th verse, 20th chapter, it's this in-between time that we got to get this right. Yohanan, the 20th chapter. And it's the 24th verse. And it starts with but. Anytime something starts with but, or it ain't good. Somebody done interrupted the flow. See, there's a flow that takes place. There's a stream that takes place. But when there's a but in it, that means it ain't flowing. See, done broke the flow. And who broke the flow this time? But Thomas, one of the 12, right, called Didymus, was not with them when Yeshua came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, hey, we have seen the Lord, Yeshua. But he said unto them, except I see his hands and the print of his nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. Wow. He walked with him. But he said, unless I see it, I ain't believing. And he said, 26, and after 8 days, again, his disciples were within, and Thomas was with them. Then, but you know what I wonder? Let's go to the 25th verse. Let's go back. See, we kind of glaze over stuff. Let's just take a moment. The other 24. But Thomas, right? One of the 12, called Didymus, was what? So I asked the question, where was he? Sometimes the believers miss out on a move of Yahweh because they're not present. Ooh. They're not present. They're not there. They're not participating. Well, guess what? Or they're late. Thank you, Apostle. They're either what? They're not there. They either are what? Distracted or whatever, or they're late. If he had been there, he would have been able to experience the elation. Amen. Guess what I found out? There are a lot of believers who was not with us. There's a lot of believers that was not with them. Look around the room. Somebody is not with us. And when there is a move of Yahweh, they what? Miss out. And what do we say? We say, oh, Yahweh came through. And he, you should have what? Been there. And a lot of times, I don't know about you, but I don't know what I did with my towel later somewhere. don't know about you, but if I, thank you, if somebody missed out on something, I can try to explain it. But it's just not what? The same. Something's happened. I mean, we was having a good time at the Farewell to Broadway concert, and I was trying to take video. I was trying to take pictures. But guess what? The video and the pictures just don't express what took place. So, saints, tell your neighbor, you got to be here. When the next move comes, you got to what? Be here. Because I can't tell it like it happened. But that's what happens. A lot of believers are not present. Where are they? Why are they not here? I had somebody tell me that people are waiting to get to the new building. Don't do that. You need to come right here where we are, because the presence of Yahweh is wherever his people are gathered. You don't wait. I'm going to wait until they get to the, you know, because guess what? You're going to miss out on something. And guess what? It's this in-between time. Yahweh is blessing us in the in-between time. We having a good time in between. And then when we get to the end, we can rejoice together. Because we done been through something. It's sweet. We got to go through this what? I don't know about you, but listen, you left with us when we was on the parking lot at Broadway when the cloud ascended. Now the cloud has descended on the city of Long Beach. It's hovering, and I love this setting that we're in because it's hovering just like this. Just like this. It's the cloud that's descending. Now, how are you going to say, well, I see y'all over there? No. Y'all was moving right now. Don't be like Thomas Didymus when that move happened and they wasn't, where were they at? Where was he at? And so then you say, well, unless I experience, I don't believe it. Don't miss out. Stop missing out. I don't know about you, but I want somebody that's going to hang with me from the beginning all the way to the end. I don't want no fair weather. I need you now. We need each other now in this in-between state. We need somebody to say, hey, we need to touch and agree that we're going to be in our building. We need to grab hold of somebody and say, hey, I'm standing that Yahweh is going to complete this work. And then when he does, and when we walk through those doors, telling y'all. But he just wants some folks that just don't stick with it all the way through. And so it says right here, it says, he said he wouldn't believe. And then let's go to 27. He said to Thomas, hey, reach hither my finger, thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hands, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And that's what he's trying to tell some of us. Don't be faithless. How are you going to be a believer and not have faith? How are you going to be a believer and not believe? And he said, 28, and Thomas answered and said unto him, oh, my Lord and my God. Well, you know what? It's too late for all that. now you don't come to the realization. But what were you before? And so he says, Yeshua said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Well, that's a no-brainer. It don't take much effort to just see and believe. But he said what? Blessed are they that have what? Not seen and have what? Yet believe. And I was telling you last week, can we yet believe? I just need somebody that's going to yet believe with me. The person next to you needs you to yet believe with them. Tell your neighbor, can we yet believe? And the answer should be, absolutely. Absolutely. So what this system is a system of expectancy. We expect Yahweh. We expect him. I come expecting. I don't know what you come here for. But I come expecting to hear from Yahweh. I come expecting a move. I expect a breakthrough. Every time I walk through the doors, he's breaking through something. Because let me tell you something. Everybody got something that they need to break through. Don't think that you done broke all through. Yeah, you done broke through one thing, but you got some other stuff to break through. Some of y'all sitting right here. Don't get comfortable. Oh, I got a breakthrough, and you sitting up. Wait, hold up. Yeah, you just realized it, but what you should have realized is that you had already broke through. That you just took you a minute to realize it. But he already said you got the victory. But what do they say? You can't rest on your laurels. You got to keep on believing, because once I get a breakthrough, I'm like, okay, next. What's next? I mean, what are we going to do next? Right? Because there's something else. And once we get in our building, hallelujah, but what? We got something else. We got something else we got to deal with. And that's cool, because we are yet believing. I don't care what happens. We are what? Yet standing. We are yet believing. We are yet rejoicing. We are yet praising. We are yet receiving. Right? It's a process. And so I expect him. So let's go to Yohanan 14. That's the system I live in. I live in a system of expectancy. I live in an open system. Because there's a closed system and there's an open system. The closed system, you comfortable. You only move when you think it's okay. You only make a decision and you only step out when you see some results and you see some evidence. You want to play it safe. You won't step out. That's a horrible way to live. I live in an open system. I'm not closed. I know I serve a God that can do above exceedingly. It's open. So even though I haven't seen it yet, I can still step out on faith, because I know that he's going to come through. I know that he's going to do what he said he was going to do. And so it says, Yohanan in the 14th chapter, are we there? So he needed people like that. That's what he needed. He needed people that were expecting and that would keep on holding on until the move or what he had promised happened. He didn't need folks disappearing. Anybody read that book, Disappearing Acts? Yeah, a long time ago. But that's how it is with some believers. We disappear. We shake the spot instead of holding on. And so Yohanan 14, 25th verse says what? These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present. He said some stuff to us while he was present. He said some stuff to them while he was present. Why was that so important? Because there were going to be a time when he wasn't going to be present. And they needed to be able to hold on to what? What he said. So it says, these things I have spoken to you, being yet present with you. 26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send. He didn't say who the Father might send. He said who the Father what? It's a done deal. It's going to happen. It's inevitable. It's going to take place. But you're going to have to what? Hold on and receive it. It's a sure thing that he's going to send it. And he said, and he shall teach you how many things? And bring all things what? To your remembrance whatsoever I have what? Said unto you. There was, and we're going to see it in a second. If you hold on, there's some things that are going to be manifested in your life. Go to Galatians real quick, the 5th chapter. It's important that you hold on, because he's going to send the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, and there are going to be some things that are going to be manifested in your life. It's a never-ending process. Your life, listen, we call ourselves believers, but your life has to be evident. There has to be evidence in your life that you are a believer. There are some things that a believer looks like. There are some things that a believer sounds like. There are things that a believer responds. And I think the frustration sometimes is that it's like we look around and we are expecting to hear believers speak believer talk. We're expecting believers to act a certain way. And I think there's a frustration because we're looking around and we're listening, and some of the believers that we're interacting with are not producing the fruit of what the Comforter or the Holy Ghost is supposed to bring. Because there's something that's manifested in your life for a reason. So when we go to the fifth chapter of Galatians, it's 22nd verse, it says what? But the fruit, stop. What is fruit? The evidence, the produce. Who goes shopping? And what do you, it's a special section for the fruits and the vegetables, right? And you are expecting your fruit. When I go to, give me a store, Stater Brothers or Food for Less, Fresh and Easy. You know what, let's somebody says Sprouts. When I go to Fresh and Easy, I have an expectation. I'm expecting whatever there to be fresh, and then I'm expecting it to be easy. Why? Because the name of it just begs for that. So when I walk through the doors of Fresh and Easy, I'm looking for freshness and easy access. And if I don't experience freshness, and if I don't see easiness, I'm disappointed. Because the name says that there's freshness here and there's easiness here. Well, when I walk through the doors of 3 CLA, I'm expecting freshness. I'm expecting blessings. I'm expecting increase. I'm expecting love. I'm expecting faith. I'm expecting goodness. I'm expecting things to be, there should be an ease. And when I categorize an ease as shalom. Everything's going to be all right. Everything is going to what? It's going to be all right. No problem, man. I told you guys my trip to Jamaica. Everybody says what? No problem. It's what? It's easy, but what else did they say? What did they say? Everything all right. I love the way you said that. Everything all right. Well, guess what? They've embraced a fruit. When we come in here, when somebody tells you a problem, we should be like, everything gonna be all right.
That's right.
No problem. I ain't got no job. No problem. It's gonna be all right. Whatever you're going through, somebody tripping, it's okay. No problem. Don't worry. Be happy. Tell your neighbor, I know you might be going through something, but it's going to be all right. Amen. And can we just thank him in that? So that's what I'm saying. I'm expecting. And when we're not operating in that expectation, Yeshua expected Thomas to believe, even though he didn't see. He wanted him to what? Embrace that. He wanted him to have expectancy. So there's fruits in your life that needs to be what? Present. Needs to be displayed. You got the Holy Ghost for a reason. You didn't get the Holy Ghost to not have no fruit. If you got the Holy Ghost, you should be fresh and easy. You should have all of that goodness. So it says, but the fruit, and if you don't know what the fruit is, let me tell you something. In the 22nd verse, but the fruit of the Spirit, somebody say Holy Ghost, somebody say Comforter, is what? Love. Ooh. Let's get on love for a second. I'm not going to spend a lot of time, but I just, when I come to the house, after Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I just need some love. Can I get some love? Up in this house? Can I just get some love? No, y'all said, amen, yeah. I mean, don't anybody feel the way I do? I mean, it's a jungle sometimes. Sometimes I wonder how. But it is. Have you been out in the world? Have you seen the stuff that goes on? Have you seen when you're on your job and you're at school and you're on a bus stop or you're wherever you gotta go? There's some stuff going on. And when you come into the house of Yahweh, you just want to experience some love. Can I just get some love up in here? Reminds me of that beef that was, I think it was Snoop, that East Coast, West Coast mess. I have to say that. And then I think Snoop was on the East Coast trying to get an award or something. And everybody was like, boo. And he was like, y'all ain't got no love for Snoop Dogg and West. He was expecting what? Some love. So a lot of times, like, we get disappointed because y'all don't, I don't feel your love. Maybe you got it, but I'm not feeling it. I want to praise Yahweh that's, like, real. Because we get into our churchanese and our Christian speaking, and we, praise Yahweh, praise Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. But man, let me tell you something. We can learn a lot from the Hebrews. They won't even say his name. And you can go right to him and call his name. So when you call him, this is about to get real up in here. When you call his name, you should mean it. Yod, hey, vav, hey. When you form your lips to say Yahweh, you better mean what you say and say what you mean. If you're not feeling it, then maybe you should hold up. Because when I hear that his name come off your lips, I'm expecting love to be in that. Don't, let's not fake it. Let's not like turn this into a religion or some kind of tradition. You're not saying Yahweh out of tradition. You're not saying Yahweh out of religion. You're saying it because you believe in whom he says that he is when his name is invoked. When I say it, I mean it. I feel it. Why? Because there's something about that name. Something about it. And we pride ourselves on saying we got his true name. Well, if you're gonna say his true name, then really when you say it, you better like mean it. You, because I'm expecting. Don't give me no praise if I praise if I. I want to hear praise Yahweh. Can we just say that? Praise Yahweh. Come on. Do you hear how that sounds? It's the sound. It's a sound of victory. It's a sound of authority. It's a sound of power when you say praise Yahweh. Hallelujah! Say it's the sound! It's the sound of his name! Wow! That's power in that. So let's stop faking it. If you ain't feeling it, just say hi. Apostle, I know you're with me on this. Don't just be saying it, and you don't mean it. If you don't mean it, keep your mouth shut. But if you are going to call on his name, guess what? Something is going to happen in the atmosphere. And if you don't believe that, then hush up. But if you expect something to happen, if you expect a connection, if you expect power, if you expect favor, if you expect increase and blessings and overflow, you better call his name like you mean his name. Hallelujah. And guess what? It's a sound of love, but it's a sound of joy. You can't just say, praise God. There should be joy in your mouth. Your spirit should be full when you say praise God. There's a certain happiness, a certain uplifting that takes place that I connect with. And when you say praise God, and then I respond, praise God, and then there's power in that. Let's try it for a second. Stand up. Find somebody and really say, praise Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. Hey! Praise Yahweh. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. I mean it. Tell him I mean it. I mean it. Hey, yay! Hey, Sandarabaha, yay! Yay! Hallelujah! Yay! Yay! Hallelujah! Hey, Sandarabasi! Hallelujah! Praise Yahweh! Hallelujah! Yay! And hallelujah means praise Yah! Yes! 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 Hallelujah! Yay! Shandarabasi! Hey, Shandarabasi! Oh, Shandarabasi! Yay! Hallelujah! Oh, Shandarabasi! Hey, Shondo, we praise you, Yahweh. We thank you, Yahweh. We honor you, Yahweh. Yay, oh, Shondo, yay. Hey, oh, Shondo, hey. Shondo, say, oh, oh, Shondo, yay, oh, Shondo, manere, Yahweh. Hey, oh, Sandara. Yay, oh, Sandara, Lavasi. Oh, your Sandara, Lavasi. Hey, glory. Yay, oh, Sandara, Lavasi. Yay, oh, Sandara, Lavasi. Holy, oh, Sandara. Oh, Sandara, Lavasi. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Yahweh. Hey, we thank you, Yahweh. Yay, Oshandarabase. Yay, Oro. Hey, Oshandarabase. Hey, Oro, Oshandarabase. Hey, Oro, Oshandarabase. Yay, Omobose. Yay, Oshandarabase. Hale, Omobosande. Holy Oshandar. Hallelujah. Oh, Father Yahweh. Yay, Oshandarabase.
Oh, yay. We thank you, Orobo Sandarabase. Hey, Oshandarabase. Holy Oshandarabase. Holy Oshandarabase. Oshandarabase. Holy Oshandarabase. Yes, Shandarabase. Oh, Shandarabase. Holy Oshandarabase. Holy Oshandarabase. Holy Oshandarabase. What the Spirit of Yahweh is saying is this. There is something on your heart. There is something that you need to break out of, break from. There's something that you need, whether it be the deliverance or whether it be the healing or whether the answer.